Hello, everybody out there in the internet. Welcome to Aimless Babble Z, episode 307. I'm Ticketmaster, joined by
RPG Maniac 05
and Traptical.
So, I've got so much been playing. Some shotgun golden crosshairs. I think that's what we're doing in the middle segment this week,
that's
or not,
a
whatever.
Terrible idea.
And then the news and stuff. So, yeah. What you been playing? I don't really want to talk about Destiny, you know, anymore, like ever.
Would love to hear you talk about Destiny.
You know,
I would love it.
I think you know, there's no reason to, you know, mention that we're on the last train has left the station, and, you know, the last chance I might have to get this 320 Go Shell before I just completely give up. I mean, I'm not going to give up. I'm just, like, not care about it. I mean, I already don't care about it, even though I keep talking about it, whatever.
You keep talking about it.
You know, I'm just saying, you know, if I get it, ecstatic, elation, jubilation-ness of awesome, and be, like, happiness times... not happening. And I'll just be like, 320, whatevs, and move on with my life. I mean, even when I got, like, the boots, I was like, I finally got the boots, RPG! I finally got the boots! Well, I probably wasn't, like, RPG, but I was like, I finally got it.
I wasn't even there. I care.
Yeah, you were, because I was like, I finally got him. And RPG was like, nobody cares, Tekken. Nobody cares. And I was like, something, 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 I don't remember, and stuff.
What is this? I don't remember this ever happening.
I don't remember... Well, wait, which boots? The first time?
The Vault of Glass boots.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, but, I mean, by then they didn't matter, because, I mean, they were Vault of Glass boots, and we had already far surpassed anything the Vault of Glass could give us. So, yeah, that was stupid.
Yeah.
That's
Destiny for you.
I did not even see Destiny this week. So.
Me either.
I really have nothing to say there.
Although I haven't seen Destiny for multiple weeks now, so... And it's wonderful. It's just wonderful. I don't have to rage or hear rage. It's just
great. Hearing the rage is awesome. Also, I like the food discussions. And
I mean, it's only hilarious when Tekken starts to break, and then he just starts randomly ranting about stuff. Then it's just like
we totally talked about like random horror movies or something weird. It was weird. Yeah, it's weird. Like when we get into like our rhythm in the raids, we don't even like. Worry about like
yeah, we're doing not communicating or anything.
It's like background discussions of like random stuff. It's super weird. And then RPG like totally tweeted me. He was tweeting about it. He's all like, my favorite time of the week is you know, every week on the podcast I'm like, you hear Ticketmaster rage about a game he refuses to stop playing. That's like
it's true. He doesn't.
It's not raging if you give it the silent treatment and don't talk about it, which is what I said. But then he was like, talk about Ticket. So yeah, could not talk about it. There you go. Oh, also Crimson Devils. It's 2v2, elimination, whatever. It's a thing. It's okay, whatever. I played with it. Oh, man. Zephyr made, like, the weirdest comment ever when we were playing and, like, we were doing good. It was, like, not appropriate, so I'm not going to say it, but...
Oh, actually, I want to hear this.
So, yeah. Because I was like, oh, my. That was very...
What did
it's funny, because, like, he's just, like, running around and, like, trying to shoulder charge people. And everyone's like, you have no idea what you're getting into. This is going to end terribly. So that was a fun time.
The
I played with E-Dragon today, and he didn't have a... I don't know if he didn't have a mic or he just wasn't on or whatever, but, like, so there's, like, no communication, but we did okay. So that was fun. Yeah, it's, like, weird. I had four different groups, because, like, I was really want to get into it, just, like, try to get my ghost shell, and then I was, like, let me just grab some random off LFG, they're terrible. And I was, like, gamer, save me. Gamer wasn't playing, so, like, whatever. And then, after that, I played with some... Oh, I played with Zafro! And after playing with Zafro, I was, like, in the tower, and I still had my group set to... Wait, no, I didn't say it, set to public. I was just sitting in the tower with my character. I was like, whatever. After Zephyr left me, and then someone like messaged me like, "Hey, let's play Crimson Doubles."
Like, no,
like,
creeper.
Okay,
get away.
And I was like, usually, you know, stranger danger in the tower, but I'll make an exception this time. And they were pretty good. And it's on stream. I was like, wow, this is amazing. And they didn't have like, I don't know if they didn't have. Well, I guess they didn't have a mic, so we weren't talking. So they invited them to the party, and I left the party. And I was in the game chat, and there was nothing there. So I was like, Guess they didn't have a mic. Whatever.
How did you know they weren't like...
I guess they just get to like enjoy me talking to myself, because I was talking to myself, because I always do that, so that must have been a fun time for them, I guess, because they didn't leave, so they just kept playing, and we were doing good, so I was like, oh, yeah, so yeah, that's cool. And then E-Dragon today, so yeah.
So no Ghost Shell?
I got one Ghost Shell, and it was 312,
oh.
And you know, so you know,
well,
that's...
I mean, at least that means they're dropping. There's that.
Means nothing. Wait, what is your Ghost Shell at?
The highest one I have is 3. I think I have 316 on everybody.
Oh, wow.
At, like, my highest.
Well, this is awkward.
I think then so.
And it's funny, because, like, it's not even the same Ghost Shell. Like, one of them is an Iron Banner, and I think one of them is a Raid one. I think there are two Raid ones and one Iron Banner one, and two of them have been infused up. And then there's the Iron Banner one that just dropped at that. That was like a few game. So yeah, that's the week I didn't get. I only got like the one Ghost Shield drop. And I was like, whatever.
Yeah, I got a 319 like the first time we went through hard mode, or probably not the first time. The first time I got a Ghost Shell on hard mode, it was 319, and I haven't seen anything near that since.
I think it's one of those things where they were kind of like trying to keep you coming back because they're like, hey, look how high this dropped. The next one might be high enough, but then it never drops, and you keep coming back for lies.
Well, so, I mean, most of us can't speak from personal experience, but I'm hearing that people are disappointed by this Valentine event. There seems to be less stuff even than, like, Festival of the Lost.
Yeah, and you get, like, 6 or 7 bounties and one quest line that's, like, one step, and that's it.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty short quest.
Step.
It's not really a quest line at all, actually.
So do you think people are going to jump over to the Division, or are they just done with this type of game?
We'll see, dude. That's what I want to see. I want to see if, like, Destiny has just, like, dumped all its oil in the ocean and, like, polluted the land. Yeah. And just, like, ah!
Yikes.
Corrupted the landscape and just, like, everybody's like, you know what?
Like, I'm not
that's this type
this
of game.
Yeah.
And they bounce. I'm never doing this ever again.
I mean, it may depend. Like, some people might, like, try it out to see if it's, like, as bad as Destiny kind of thing. And then they're like, okay, we're actually getting, like, it's not as grindy or something. So then maybe they're like, okay, guys, everybody jump ship. This one's a lot easier to play, and you can actually get the stuff you want. Do it. Do it.
I mean, generally, it doesn't happen that way, I don't think. Well, so, you know, remember in the 360 days, like, Halo was the king for many years, and then Call of Duty suddenly was the king. Or that's what it looked like from outside Observer. On the inside, I think it probably happened slower than that. It was just sort of some people were playing both, and then they introduced it to other people, and then those people may have been like, oh, I'm not as in love with Halo as I am, as you guys are, and now I'm playing Call of Duty, and it's like, this is way better, and they start playing.
I think another thing is that when Call of Duty came along, it was doing all these different things from everything else at the time, like with, like, the XP and, like, the way you leveled up your builds, and, like, you could have multiple loadouts, and just, like, it was just such a, like, good game compared to everything else on the market, because, like, did all these things differently, nothing else was doing, because nobody's taking chances, and, like, it came through, did that, and then, like, everybody started copying it. So that was an interesting time.
So you don't think, like, it's the same situation, really, with Destiny and Division. I've heard it's, like, sort of like Destiny and sort of not like Destiny. And people like that.
Well, that's the thing, though, is, like, I think the thing with Destiny, though, is, like, it is such a, like, polarizing game that, like, there isn't, like, a huge, like, amount of people that are like, oh, I love Destiny, it's the best game ever, blah, 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 blah. And it's, like, they're not going to be, like, looking to jump ship to be, like, someone else to be like, oh, well, this is like Destiny, I really like Destiny, it's so awesome, yeah, sign me up again. I mean, I guess that's me, my jaded, bitter and jaded self, like, you know, I've had this experience and I'm never doing it again, so... That's my, I guess that's just my viewpoint. Maybe there are people like there out there that have just been saved of the suffering that I've gone through for the last 24 months or however many.
My.
Fun time. It's not a fun time.
Are you having fun yet? Are you having fun yet?
I guess we will see then. It's pretty soon. I think next month is the Division, and there's an open beta sometime in the near future.
I might try that then.
So. I'm interested to see what it is, because, yeah, it seems like it could be like Destiny, but maybe it's not.
Because, I mean, I know I was initially, like, excited about The Division when it was, like, announced way back when, but then as time has gone on, I'm kind of just like, I don't know if this is what I want.
I think I was only excited about the visuals, and now that the visuals aren't, like, what they were when they showed it, I'm less excited. And then, you know, like, the Dark Zone stuff, apparently there's not much to do outside of the Dark Zones in the beta from the impressions that I've seen. So that I'm like, so basically it's another, like, you live in this world, and, like, you just keep building your character up. It's like, but this doesn't, you know, it's not the super pretty world that I thought it would be. So, I mean, even though it's, like, all ruined and stuff, it's not super pretty. And
it's
so, is it really a world that I want to live in? Like, Destiny is still a pretty looking world, even though I've seen it over and over again. Yeah, open beta. That's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Get the people on the fence.
Although, it could actually have the opposite effect, too, so...
There's they that. Push me off the fence.
Just like, nope!
Push me off.
No!
That could happen, too.
So I guess we'll see. Although, with it being so close to release, though, it's like, Yeah, I don't know. I probably won't buy it. Because it just seems like, it's like, do I want to do this again? Do I really want to put myself through this again? I mean, sure, it's all fun to have the opportunity to, like, accidentally turn on your teammates, but it's like, you can only betray so many people before it's like, okay, I got it out of my system. So, you know.
Such a terrible person.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's a dog-eat-dog world when there's an apocalypse going on. I mean,
that's my own personal hope for this game, is that it just, like, is an a-hole vacuum, and people that like to troll other people and each other are just, like, just be drawn to, like, moth to flame, and they'll not be in the games I'm playing. I can, like, ha ha ha, I can play Street Fighter in peace. Away with
you. That's a different genre, so there's a good chance you'll still have those people.
Ah, but still online. People still play it to be, like, weirdos and stuff. I'm just gonna block. I'm not gonna attack. I'm a turtle. Whatever.
I'm a turtle. Hilarious. Hmm. Yeah. Hmm. Nah.
Well, that's Destiny then. Or that wasn't Destiny.
That wasn't Destiny at all. That wasn't Destiny at all. We talked about something completely different. Good job, team. Good job.
So what else did you... Like, what did you spend your time playing then?
Oh, well, I finished another game, so cha-ching! Add another to the list.
Cha-ching.
On the PS4 version of The Walking Dead, and yeah, it still gets me in the...
That
in
does
the
not game. Count if you've already played the game before. What is wrong with
you? It does,
you?
Dude! It totally counts. It totally counts. It was sitting
if
there.
If that's the case, I could just go back and replay everything I've played last year or something, and
whoa.
That's
whoa.
Stupid. No.
On a different platform, dude.
No.
Different version
it's
of
the same
game.
Same game. It's the same.
Different platform.
You're being ridiculous now. You're being ridiculous.
If I walk into the store and I buy the 360 version, it's like,
it's still the
all right,
same game.
It's the same game, but it's on a different platform. So it's like, that'll be sitting there in my 360 backlog, and I'll be like, man, I need to play that game. And it'll just be sitting there. It's a physical copy. Just like, and like be stacked up with all my other games. It'll make me feel sad and depressed like it always does. And I'll be like, I should play that. And maybe I will, maybe I won't. But then I'll play it, and I'll be like, yeah, one less on the backlog.
It doesn't count as your backlog if you already beat it. That doesn't even make sense.
It does.
Oh my gosh. You're just making this up as you go. You're making this up as you go.
I guess, you know, the disputed column is always there. And then
oh,
when
yeah,
it comes
there.
Down
yeah.
to the end, if it's really close...
Add one to the disputed column.
Say
well,
our,
basically,
yeah,
all his games this year are probably going to be the disputed column because, I mean, he keeps on just... He just adds whatever the hell he wants. He doesn't even care. He's like, oh, DLC? Yep, that counts as a full game. Oh, game I already played? Yep, that counts as a full game. It's like, no, these things do not count. What the hell? No. Because in that case, I'm just going to go back and replay everything I've played. And then I'm be like, yep, I beat all these games again. So
I'm going to say, for my part, it's hard for me to say anything about it yet. Because, you know, even with the low standard that DLC standalones can be full game completes, I haven't done that either, so I will wait to cast judgment on the disputed column.
Yeah. They just don't count. Simple as that. And to discuss.
Mm-hmm. Lowered expectations.
I also played, because I finished Assassin's Creed Freedom Cry, so I moved on to my other day stream game in my Black History Month stream, Assassin's Creed Liberation. It's a fun time. I'm enjoying it.
Oh, yeah?
Tropical. It was super weird tropical. I was playing it, and, yeah, I don't have image for this, so I'll just put up Freedom Cry, whatever. So, I was playing this, and it was weird, because I was like, this is really good for a Vita game. I mean, not a Vita game. I was like, this is really good for a PSP game. I was like, wait a minute. This wasn't on PSP, this is on Vita. I was like, oh, that's why it's so good. That's why it's so much better, because I was, like, not expecting a lot from it, and I was like, There's a lot going on here, and like controls, and like the stuff you can do, and it's like derp derp derp. But it's really weird. I kind of want to buy Black Flag. It's like $20 cheap on the store.
Don't do it.
But it's like It's like, is it really worth it for Pirate Adventures?
That was the only fun part of 3, so it might be worth it.
Yeah, there really are no other pirate games in that style.
Some swashbuckling adventures.
Remember, shanties. Shanties, man. Yes.
Collectible shanties.
Because, I mean, you can't be a pirate without a shanty about scurvy or stealing and pillaging and destroying families.
Weird, I can't think of any of the shanty lyrics off the top of my head.
I'm pretty sure they all go something like something, and then by the general gist of all of them.
Pirating. Nah, it doesn't really fit. pillage. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that could work. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of pillaging involved.
But yeah, it's pretty cool because it doesn't play 100% the same as the other ones because you have these personas that you get, which is outfits. So she has this lady persona, which is this really, I'm trying to think of eloquent and an evening gown thing that you'd go to some ball or something. It's really prim and proper. It's really weird because I wasn't expecting that. And she gets that outfit on. It's this is weird. This is an Assassin's Creed game. What's going on here?
It's what the plantation owners wear.
Yeah, that one. And then, you have the slave persona, which is, not the assassin one, but it's weird. Yeah. It's just I'm going undercover to infiltrate a plantation and kill some slave masters. And then, her assassin persona, which is, her sweet assassin.
Stop calling them personas.
That's what it's called. It's called a persona. Her sweet assassin outfit.
Excuse me when you say that, and I get excited.
She's got this sweet hat, and her braids are all cool looking. I was like, oh man, somebody should cosplay this. I should see more. I'm surprised I didn't see more Evelyn cosplay because she looked pretty awesome with it on. And
she probably doesn't show enough skin. That's kind of how cosplay works. You play as the people you can show the most skin for. It's this is how that works.
So, I didn't read the bio part because every game after 3 or I don't know if it's 2, whatever, they have all these little mini documentation inside the game. Not exactly a codex, but it's here's the background, here's some historical thingies of the time, the era, the people, the places, yada, yada, yada. Haven't read Evelyn's yet. It starts off weird because she's with her mom, but then she's this is her in a crowd, and then it flashes forward. And then she's killing some people.
Oh my.
And she's apparently been trained by the Brotherhood, which is based in this weird bayou in New Orleans, because that's where she's at. So that was weird, but cool. And there's alligators, and you can steal their eggs to get items and stuff. It's weird.
It was a strange game.
It was. The locations are pretty cool, though, because it's completely different from all the stuff I played so far, because it's colonial. It's it's not colonial yet, because it's I think it's 1800s? It's 1617. It's not 1776 yet, so you're still not free from Britain, because there are weird French people there,
French
colonists.
Ah. Alrighty.
You know how they bought, part of the whatever.
Wait, but that still counts as colonial, doesn't it? Because, is it after the independence thing?
No, it's before 1776. It's 17-something-something. It's that's the thing, though. It takes place around 3, and 3 was, when you're still fighting for independence. So you're not there yet. They haven't...
Yeah, it's around the same time.
They haven't kicked the redcoats out yet, so it's, still happening. Oh. And, that's neat and weird. And, I think it's a cool setting. It's just annoying, because I'm thinking of, the whole time of, man, it's, be black and, go into a time machine and send you back into the past. That would suck. At least in America, anyway, because
yes.
It's like,
yes,
man,
it would.
You're
probably be very unpleasant.
Man, Evelyn's so lucky she's an assassin. She's kill all these plantation people and slave owners. And yeah, it was a really weird place in my mind. When I was playing this game, it was time travel, not good if you're going in the past. So yeah, that was weird. But I'm enjoying it. I was man, it's kind of, I don't know. I feel conflicted because I'm it's Assassin's Creed. I swore it off, but it's, I don't know, I guess sometimes I just want to stab and shoot people in the face, and I'm getting my fix out of this one, because her hidden blade kills are so good, and yeah, it never gets old, sneaking up on somebody and just being stab, 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 dead, and oh, they didn't know I was there, so it's a fun time, and I got to some other place, but I don't know if it's a spoiler, so I'm not going to talk about it until I finish it, because I'm oh, I didn't even know I was going to go here, but that was pretty cool, where I'm at now. I'm pretty sure I'm at towards the end, I'm at 70 to 80% through, so... Not much longer, and then I will move on to Mercenaries 2 or something.
I almost played that game because it's like it came with the Vita when I got it from Amazon when they were like giving that ridiculous deal for it and stuff. And I was like, oh, it's an Assassin's Creed game. And I started playing it and I was like, yeah, I'm bored now. So this is like, it's like I started it and then I just went nowhere. And I was like, I don't know, maybe I'm just over the series is what happened. And
it was not. Well, the Vita one isn't as good as the HD one.
Oh.
Not saying that I think that they're good. I mean, they're okay, but the Vita one was just, it felt very chopped up compared to the HD one even.
Oh, maybe that's what the problem was then.
Yeah, enjoying that and stuff. what else? Oh yeah, and then on the Vita, because I think that might be it for what I played on console. Whatever. So yeah, Final Fantasy IV.
Oh wait, you've already talked about that before.
I think I'm stuck. I don't think I'm stuck. I'm like I like hit a wall because like the enemies all of a sudden just got like super hard because I ran into like a flipping what are those things called?
You're in the tower. Are you in the tower?
No, I made it out of the tower. It's weird because like you go to the tower. And you're in the underworld, and you like climb up, or you're in the tower on the overworld, and you like fall down, or something weird happens, and then it's like you go to the moon, and it's like that's where I'm at now. It's like I'm on the moon, but then like the enemies are all super hard. I have like no idea where to go. I see like this one place, but I can't figure out how to get there, and that's where I'm at. I fought this behemoth, and it sucks because you can't run away from it, and it keeps killing me. It's like every time I fight a behemoth, it's like you can't run away, and they have like this one spell. That'll take your party down to like the single digits in HP. And I guess I'm either like too weak to be fighting them, or just they're super tough. And we'll see. But
super tough. Are you playing the DS one?
The PSP one.
Oh,
that one. Okay. So yeah.
Yeah, because I know the 3DS one, the DS one was like they ramped up the difficulty a bit. So I don't know if they did the same thing for the PSP one.
Yeah, because stuff happened, and all of a sudden I'm like, wow, I am getting the crap beat out of me. and I think I'm in the right way, because the game was like, go to the moon, but I got to the moon, and everything's going by super fast, and there's like all these dragons I have to fight. Well, I don't have to fight, but like all the enemies are like dragons. There's like dragons and like some sprite palette swaps, but like these really hard dragons that have like a lot of HP. They're not hard, they just have like a ton of, the enemies aren't hard, they just have like a ton of health. And so it's like taking forever to kill them. It's just like, ugh, man, just, yeah. It sucks. I'm just like, ugh. I was like, so far, I got so far in the game, I got hit all, so.
Welcome to die.
I'll just keep grinding up or something, or look up some guide and see where I need to go, so. Yep. That is that. And that's all I've been playing, I think. Yeah, I think so.
Sorry.
So, like, I think I started up Battlefront because there's like daily challenges, but then I was like, I looked at it and I was like, F this game, and then because it was like something super tedious. It was like kill however many heroes, and I was like, dude, the heroes are so OP in this game. I don't think I've ever killed one ever, and I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna grind this crap out. This isn't Destiny. I'm not doing this again. I had like a mini rage mode. I was like, F this game, done, and just like closed it out. It's like, nope. But I will take in that 2XP when we get it for everybody else doing it. So I was like, keep up the good work, fluffers, because. Yeah, I get to capitalize off of your hard-earned daily whatever you're doing every day, because that game ain't worth playing every day. I just said, oh, yeah, I said it. What?
Well, if they're fluffers, actually, never mind.
Inappropes.
And that's all I've been playing.
I don't think those are daily challenges. I don't think anyone can do those daily. Some of those, like, how long do I have to spend to do this? I mean, if every game has dailies, I'm going to spend, like, it will be my day job and my recreational time.
Oh, that was the other weird thing, is, like, when I was playing with that weird, terrible person up LFG, I was, like, they said something about, like, they hadn't played the game in, like, forever, and you could tell because their light level was, like, not even 300, and the gear was terrible, and I was, like, I didn't say anything, so I was, like, I'm just going to, like, look at your inventory and judge you silently, but that was an interesting experience. I was, like, oh, you're one of those people, eh? So I didn't say that though. I was just thinking to myself, like,
oh,
just going to come back to the game when there's some lame 2v2 PvP event, just hoping to get some sweet gear. Yeah, enjoy that.
I mean,
Through that Ticket to Nowhere, buddy.
Maybe he was joining for the intimacy of the 2v2 experience. He was like, you know what? It's going to be fun. I'm going to meet a new friend.
He's looking for love in Destiny.
Basically. And Tekken, you ruined it. You ruined it. Because you're all like, nope.
It was not a match.
I didn't swipe right.
You did not swipe right. So basically, Destiny failed both of you that day.
Maybe he should have put, like, ladies only with high skill on his thingy on LFG.
Maybe he's not picky on gender. Maybe he just wants to be happy.
I kind of want to do that in RPG. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm going to see if I can get some real crimson double action going on. Find myself a match.
And a probe. Another probe man.
Woods walker out there.
Yeah, and use the thingy in this case.
I was just about to say, just make it worse, right? It's it's getting, like, super inappropriate.
There's some weird, like, things with the Crimson Bounty. It's like you get some weird buff if you use the candy or something, and you're, like, down to your teammate or something weird. It's whatever.
I don't know how I feel about this event just going on right now. Like, what is that?
But it's just, like, level. It's just XP bonuses for your, like, primary weapons, though, so it's nothing awesome, but whatever. But there's candy again. Oh.
Well, candy is kind of like a thing for Valentine's Day, so it's not just Halloween.
I think one of the ghost shells is chocolate too, but I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, one is chocolate, the other one is like powdered sugar or something.
Yeah, I got the red one.
That is adorable. Not worth me going back to Destiny, but adorable nonetheless.
I do want to see it. Fun. RPG, are you on the board with a finished game? Did you finish that?
Of course not. Of course I didn't finish the game. It's like impossible for me to finish anything right now. It's impossible. It's not going to happen. Is that happening, guys? I'm not finishing any games this year. The games have already spoken, and they're like, LOL, LOL, you are not finishing any of us. You are not finishing any of us. Because it turns out, totally not the final boss, because this game is like a super troll, and it's like, ha-ha, we made it seem like it was the final boss, but it wasn't. LOL, there's more story to go 90-something hours in. It's fine, though. I give up. It's fine. It's fine. You told me it was the final chapter, then you kind of just took it away, and you're like, LOL, LOL game, LOL to you too. So, yes, Trails of Cold Steel is never going to end, and I'm pretty sure it's not possible to actually beat that game. Pretty sure it's all a lie. Pretty sure it's just all a lie.
So it turns into Monster Hunter then?
I mean, it might as well. It might as well at this point. It's like, yep. Yep, we made it. Because it's like this dungeon you had to go through. It's like super like final dungeon-y. And it's like you have to do all this random crap. And it's like, okay, this is definitely the final boss. And then it's like, nope. No, guys. Nope. We still have more stuff going on. And, you know, you're never finishing this game. And you're just going to have to accept it. It's like, it's cool, guys. It's cool. It is cool. I don't even care. So yeah, I'm pretty sure whoever created these series of games are just like just trolling people. That's what they're doing, because like they're all like super long, so this one is not the only one. So yeah, and the fact that there's still like so many unanswered questions and stuff, and the inevitable sequel, which has already been announced, is happening. So it's just like, I don't know. I just don't know, man. It just don't know. So yeah, that's been life, man. That's been life. Trying to beat games that you can't beat because they're lies on top of lies on top of more lies. So I cried, guys. Because I was like, oh, I'm so close, and then nope. Nothing, guys. So I pretty much had to put that game on hold for the time being, because it's just, it takes too much focus away from other stuff that's going on inside. I've already been playing like a bunch of Digimon anyway, so it's just like, my time is not being used wisely right now, and I'm just, I don't know. Because I tried playing Paper Jam, and then I was like, I just don't feel it right now, man. I just don't feel it. So I put that game on hold too, because it's like I was enjoying it, but then it's like I don't have time for Mario and their whimsy, because now I'm all angry at not being able to finish these things because they're like super long and they're all lies. I'm just assuming video games are all lies now. They just all lie to me. They just all lie to me. Just, I don't know, man. But I did, I did play, what the hell's that game called? The Final Fantasy one, that one.
Which one?
I can't, for some reason, the, like, sub thingy escapes me. I'm like, it's not Crystal
Chronicles.
Yeah, I was like, game I played like years ago. So it's like, wow. I don't know what this game is anymore. Well, it's because it's so similar to Crystal Chronicles that it's like Crystal Chronicles except without the mechanic to make you hate your friends. So it's a lot more manageable. So I've been playing that with Dagger. She beat the game because of course she did. And, but then after she beat it, she was like, there's this whole bunch of quests that unlocked afterwards. So more fun times. I was like, why Dagger? Why? Why did you tell me this? Because that means nothing is ever going to end this year. Like every game I own right now is a game of lies. It's a game of lies. So, we've mostly just been like, I mean, usually when we initially started playing, we were kind of just trying to figure out like which classes we wanted, because it's like at the beginning you have the Freelancer class, which is like the first class in any of the class-based Final Fantasy games. And then after that, you unlock the Knight, the White and Black Mage, the Ranger, and something else. And it's like, and the Monk, and those are unlocked all at once. So then you can kind of play with those. And then like, as over the course of like the various starred missions, you unlock different classes like the Sage, the Geomancer, the Beastmaster, and all this other stuff. So we were kind of just playing around with which classes we were going to do. And then I had finally unlocked the Bard, and we were like, cause like whenever we play, we always play with like the party chat. Is that what it's called? PlayStation 1 thing, that thing?
Yeah,
so we always play with that. So it's like, I'll be playing, and I was like, guys, don't worry, I'm going to be the most useless character ever, and I chose the Bard, and then it's like, they have, like, no battle uses whatsoever. So I was basically just running around with the group, pretending to play music that only buffed me, and I was like, it's cool, guys, I got this, and then I got attacked by a bomb, and they had already all left me, and I was like telling Dagger, I was like, you have to come back, because I have literally no attack ability, and I'm getting attacked by this bomb thing, and it's trying to eat my face, and I'm gonna die, but it's cool though, I ran away, and it all worked out, because bards can hide. That is like their special ability, is to hide, which makes me, like, I don't even know, man. I don't even know. But it was hilarious, because I got to play a harp, so it was cool though, it was cool. So basically, we've just been going around getting summons and doing missions and all that fun stuff. I ended up switching back to the Blue Mage, though, so that's like my primary class. So I've been trying to like learn monster skills and stuff and buff them up. And you can like, the way the game works is like with the abilities, you can like mutate them. So whenever you get like these crystal surges, which like activate certain buffs and things, you can like, they can get like attached to like the certain abilities that you're using. So you can like buff like abilities like ranges or area of effects, or they can buff your trance ability and stuff like that. And then you can kind of play around with them and make them stronger in different ways and everything. And you also have the trance mode where you can like turn into different Final Fantasy characters. So you can, once you turn into them, you can like use like whatever like their signature skill thing is once you activate the thingy. And I mean, I guess you also have summons during trance too, but it depends on what you choose before you go on the mission, so it varies. I think I'm currently using Alexander as my trance thingy, so I actually don't actually use the character ones all that often. I think Dagger was using lightning at one point, so she'd like turn into lightning and do like the Army of One attack for her special and stuff. So it all just, yeah, you can just do all kinds of random crap. So we've played online with some people, but some people kind of suck. So I know there's like this one time we were fighting Diablos, or is that how you call him? No, I don't think that's his name. The giant bat one. That guy. We were fighting him, and then there's like these two guys we were playing with kept dying like all the time. And it was like, it made it more difficult than it needed to be. So it's like, eventually we just stopped playing with people, and we were like, it's fine, because we're better at this than these other guys. It's like, this is easier with just the two of us than it is when we had four people. So, because whenever you revive without using like a Phoenix down, or like without somebody using a Phoenix down on you, you can like expend like time. Like you can expend like 5 minutes of the mission time to like revive yourself. So it's like, it got to the point where we were in the middle of the fight and we had like literally 3 minutes left because they kept reviving themselves. And I was like, there's no way we're going to finish this. There's no way we're going to finish this. So then both of us just started like trying to summon stuff. And eventually we did kill them like with like a few seconds to spare. And it was like, we need to kick these guys out of the room. We just need to kick them out, guys. So it's like, yeah, it's a mess. So you got to be careful with who you do play with, because not everybody knows what they're doing or are just terrible at life. So there's that. But it's fun. Been enjoying it. I'm like on the 5-star quest right now, and I think because according to her, the 6-star quest unlock after you beat the game. So that means I'm close to finishing it, that part, and then we unlock all the other stuff for funsies. And then it's just like gathering armor and other classes and stuff. So yeah, super fun, man, super fun. Although I kind of missed the more trolling aspects of the Crystal Chronicles series, though. Kind of wish they would have brought those back, but it's fine, though. It's fine. Other than that, what else am I playing? Final Fantasy. So I've been playing Cyber Sleuth as well. There's like, I'm assuming I'm like at like a somewhat of a climax of the game. I don't know. It's like, I'm on chapter 11 right now, and it's like, now they've uncovered like this big old plot to have to eradicate humanity or something. So it's like the story took like a dark turn all of a sudden, when at first it was all like whimsical and stuff. And then one of the missions was like this whole sex doll ring. And I was like, this is getting weird. And then it's like, all of a sudden now the Royal Knights want to eliminate humanity. And it's just like, it's strange. And it's like, I don't know, but it's fun. And I spent like most of my time just trying to build up my team. So like most of my Digimon are like at mega level now. And there's some that are still ultimate, but I'm like in the process of trying to like get specific ones now. So that's why it's taking slightly longer to get them and stuff. I also tried the online battle thingy. So I went up against like other people's Digimon, but I think I might have like accidentally like overpowered my Digimon before I went into this, because it's like, there's some people I went up against and it's like, I slaughtered them, and it was just like, this is not really a fair fight. And it's because because they match you based on rank. So since I had never done any of the online battles, and that means I was like at the starting rank, and then there are people playing and they're like, oh, this is gonna not go well for you. So that happened. I mean, there was only like one battle that I had with this one guy that was actually like pretty challenging, although he kept falling for like the same trap thing, because like we were fighting and like at this moment I was using like my angel team, so it's like he kept killing off one of my Digimon, and I kept reviving it with the other one, because you can't use items or anything, but I think Angelmon has like she has like a revival spell, and I kept reviving it, and he kept trying to kill it off, and I was like, you know, it would be smarter to just kill my healer and then, you know, kill off the other ones, but he didn't take the hint, and by then I had already started like taking out all of his Digimon, and then I ended up winning, and I was like, see, you could have won, and you dropped the ball, man, you dropped the ball. So I won that fight. But there's also apparently like hackers up on the online battle, like not like actual hackers, but like in universe hackers, because it's like there'd be like these Digimon teams that aren't attached to anybody's like gamer tags or something, and they're like these super overpowered like Digimon you go up against, because like I was taking on this group. It was like of all baby Digimon, but they were like wrecking my team of like ultimates, and I was like, what the hell is going on? So it was weird. So, but they all have like these weird like messed up looking character names, so you can kind of tell that it's not like an actual person playing them. So it's kind of cool though that they kind of throw those in the mix, so it's not just like you playing against human people. You could also end up playing against like the AI sometimes randomly. So yeah, but yeah, that's pretty much all I've been playing though.
That's neat. So the multiplayer battles are actually head to head.
They are, yes.
Huh.
I was gonna upload some of them, but I don't know how to. I have to like actually go and edit the battles I've done so far to do it. So it's like I haven't gotten a chance to. But yeah, they're all player versus player. And it's like your team of Digimon. You can take like any, it's any up to your, like the rules are you can't use items. All Digimon are brought up to level 50 if they're not already there. And then, and also you can't have like a party memory over 150, because like there's the way it works is like your party is comprised of Digimon based on like what, like how much space each of them takes, so you can only have like up to a certain number of them based on like up to 100. I think my party memory is only like 100 and some change right now, but it's like depending on that each one takes up like certain number of memories, so you can only have so many. And then yeah, that's pretty much how that goes. And then so you can end up like having somebody like bring in like six Digimon against like three or something, but and it'll just automatically switch out the dead Digimon with the not dead ones, so it'll just keep continuing until whoever runs out of Digimon loses, kind of thing.
Cool. Something else to look forward to if I ever get the chance to play any of this stuff.
LOLs.
Yeah, this week I barely played anything. I mean, there was the usual Heroes of the Storm, because they changed up some of the characters pretty drastically, so it was kind of neat to see some of that. Like, Nova originally, I guess they decided she had too much burst damage. She could just appear out of nowhere and kill you instantly, and they're like, it's not really... I mean, we do like that, but we don't really like that that's the only way that people play her. So they changed a whole bunch of characters to make them more like the way that they want. And then this week they changed them slightly again, because I guess they made some of them too powerful and was like, oh, this doesn't work. Yeah, what did I play? I remember spending a lot of time cataloging exactly what games I had on PSN.
Oh, dear.
So I played spreadsheets, and it was something like 700 something.
Oh, wow.
Games across various platforms. I'm like, wow, that's pretty excessive.
That is ridiculous, actually.
Yeah, we should... This can be another middle segment at some point. We should figure out who is king of... what would it be? King of the backlog.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't even have a... That wouldn't be a competition for me.
You would be something else. In the court of backlog royalty, you'd be something
like
else.
Esther or something.
But anyway, yeah, so that was pretty eye-opening. And then I was thinking that I actually played nothing, but I actually did play some stuff because my daughter wanted to play. We downloaded the Yo-Kai Watch demo on 3DS.
Yo-Kai Watch!
And how it's like Nintendo does a thing where you can only play a demo a certain number of times.
Yeah, that is weird.
On DS, yeah. And I guess she really likes it because we got it last week, and she's already used up all 30 plays of the demo. And she's only seen it actually played the way you're supposed to play it once. Which
then what is she doing, then?
She just likes to run around the neighborhood. And after, like, in the beginning, like, that's what she did. She just ran in, out of the house, going into houses, and just running around the neighborhood, and she thought it was really, really fun. And then after I played it the one time and she watched me play it, then she was like, oh, okay, so you walk around and you push Y and it brings up this lens and then you can find yokai and then you can like fight them or something. And yeah, that game is really fun. It reminded me a lot of like the first time I played Final Fantasy VI. Because before I played Final Fantasy VI, my impression of JRPGs, and this was, you know, around the time that Final Fantasy VIII, I think, was new, but I had never seen a PlayStation before. So my impression of JRPGs was basically, you line up on one side, bad guys are on the other side, and you sort of take turns hitting each other. And it's just all like menu-based input. And it's just like, ah, that's... It doesn't seem that interesting to me. And then, but with Final Fantasy VI, like when the first time I saw, like, what's his name, Sabin? When you have to use, you have to, like, input button inputs for the blitzes, I was like, oh! That's so cool. It was just like a revelation. And this was sort of like that too. Like the combat system, I actually don't really understand what's going on. So I think what is happening is
you're
have
playing
a party.
It properly.
You have like, in the demo, you have a full party of six yokai, I guess. Mm-hmm. And, like, there's only three of them on the screen at a time, and I guess they attack automatically.
They do.
Is that what's happening? And you can do, like, a super move. So you, like, tap. It's called, I think it's called Sultimate. And then you push, you select which character you want to do the attack, and then you have to do some, like, touchscreen thing.
They're like
and
little
the demo,
mini-games.
It's like, yeah, it's like you spin the wheel, or you tap the yellow circles, or you like have to trace patterns,
it.
And then it like fills up the meter, and then they do their super attack, and I'm like, oh, this is really fun. And then the way that they did it was like, because there's only three of your characters on the screen, you can rotate your there's a name for it, but I forget what it is. You rotate your lineup. So sometimes, like, you'll need to, I think it's purify some of your characters. They'll get some sort of status debuffs on them. So you got to rotate them into the back line, and then you can purify them from there, and then you can use the Sultimate attacks when they're charged up, and then do the little mini game, and then unleash it. And it's like, oh, this is really fun.
It's an adorable game.
Yeah. I think I might have to buy it, because, you know, we're out of demo plays, and it's like... Now she has no interest in the 3DS. After that one ran out, she's like,
oh,
that's it.
She's like, so can I have my game now?
Because before that, she was playing, I think it was like Pokemon Rumble World or something. It's like a free-to-play game, and you're a Pokemon toy, and you walk around and you beat up other Pokemon toys.
Oh, dear.
And you collect coins and collect their... It looks like you're collecting their bodies, but no, in typical Pokemon style, like, they're just downed, and you capture them in some way.
Oh.
And then, so she was playing that a little bit, but I guess it's pretty not much to it, I guess, so she wasn't super interested, and then she found Pokemon Picross, and she thought that was really cool, except that she has no idea how to play it, because it's actually pretty hard.
Oh.
And so... Yeah, finally Yo-Kai Watch is like, oh, I know how to run around. Come on. And she's just running around. And then recently she discovered, like, some gaming channel on YouTube. And she's been watching a ton of Mario Party. And I was like, do you want to play that game?
Like, and do you have it? And then she just never played it?
I've never opened it before.
Oh, I was like...
I got Mario 10 quite a while ago because... of the Mario amiibo in it, I thought, it looks cool, I'll get that one. And I got it, but I never opened the game, because at the time, well, you know, I got the amiibo out of it. I was like, well, I don't really want to play it right now, because it's a Mario Party, and, you know, you don't really play those by yourself.
Yeah, it defeats the purpose.
And in addition to that, at the time, like, the game, I guess, got not great reviews. Like, people didn't really like it, was my impression.
Is it like, was that the one where they had like everybody on those, on the like moving?
Yeah, it's like a thing. Car or something, or a train cart or something like that.
Yeah, I heard about that, but it's like, because they don't have online for that, do they?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think that's part of the problem too, because it's like, well, I understand like couch co-op is like a thing. At the same time, it's like, guys, everyone doesn't like have couch co-op people that can just come over like at any time when you want to play something, so it's like, let's kind of get on the online train, guys. Get on the online train.
Well, it's weird, because so that was the impression I got, but then when I actually started playing it, I like what they've done with it. Like, I don't understand why people didn't like the platform thing, because when you're playing, so actually it's sort of two games. Like, Mario Party is like the original, except that you're on the platform.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it works is, so in previous Mario Parties, it's like traditional board games. You know, you roll your dice, you move your game piece across the board at whatever pace your dice rolls dictates.
Of course, there's always some type of, like, gimmick on the board, though.
Launch you forward and things. But, like, everyone's moving at their own pace. In this one, everyone's on the same platform. And so you're collecting mini stars, and whoever has the most in the end wins. And, like, there are certain places on the map where if you pass through it, you get mini stars. But only the person who's driving at the time gets mini stars. And so it's kind of the same, but also because, like, you know, it's still your role. It's just you're carrying along everyone with you. And then, so when
yeah,
they get...
Like a race, there's not like a race to the star like it was
yeah,
in the
yeah.
other ones.
So when they're like, when they get their role, then they basically start wherever you left them. And you can have these situations where, like, earlier I was playing and I went through one of those gates and I got 8 stars. And then I landed on a spot that sent me back to space, a certain number of spaces. So I rolled again and it sent me back. And then the next player was also able to get those same 8 mini stars that I got because, like,
you got sent back
in. Yeah, past that point again. And I was like, oh, that's kind of neat. And there's also like squares where it'll change who's driving. So then whoever was driving previously, like, they don't get any of the benefits of whatever they would have gotten if they were still the driver. And, you know, it's still got all the mini games and stuff, and I haven't played many of those, so not much to say there.
I mean, Mario Party was always, like, one of my guilty pleasure series, so it's like, I remember all the fun times I've had playing it, and, like, because I know there was, like, some, like, in one of the, it wasn't, like, a recent one, but it's like, I know there was, like, where they start using, like, certain themes to some of the game boards, because there's, like, one that was, like, kind of like Monopoly, where you had to, like, invest in these hotels that were on the game board in addition to, like, doing the mini games, and that's how you got stars, by, like, out-buying other players and stuff, so I thought that was, like, kind of cool. So it's like, when they were doing stuff like that, kind of add to the...
Was that a Mario Party game, or was that...
It was a Mario Party game, yes.
Something.
It was just one of the game boards, but there is another one that you're probably thinking of. I think it's, like, crap, I forgot the name of it, but it's, like, something street,
is
like,
it Fortune Street?
Maybe that's what it's called. Yeah, because it's like very similar, except that I think it doesn't have the mini game aspect or something like that.
But yeah, Mario Party 10, it seems fine. Like, I feel like if you're complaining about the platform because it's not the way it was, then it's like, this is the 10th Mario Party game. Like,
just
want
to say, it's like they can't keep it the same. It's like, well, not gonna play this anymore. So.
But no, the cool one that we've been playing a lot is Bowser Party, which is sort of like a different mode, and it plays on some of the same boards. And basically, we haven't seen it this way, but essentially, you could be 4 versus 1. The person with the gamepad is Bowser, and the other 4 players are like controlling the cart. And they basically, on a most basic level, they're trying to get away from Bowser and get to the end to get the star. And so, you know, each person gets to roll their dice. You move however many spaces, and then Bowser gets 4 dice, and he rolls all 4 of them. And then if he catches up to them, then there's a Bowser minigame where he tries to, like, smash you and stuff. And everyone only has 6 hearts at the beginning, and if you lose all your hearts, then you're out. So if Bowser is able to take out all 4 players, then he wins. And if you get the star at the end, then the team wins, the 4-player team wins. And as you progress, like, it gets harder and harder. So near the end, there'll be all these, like, Bowser squares where it's like, oh, this one will give Bowser another Bowser dice, so then he'll have 5. Or this one, like, halves everyone's hearts. This one reduces the driver's hearts to 1. And just, like, all these... And it gets really crazy in the end, because...
Sounds kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, it's really fun, actually. I like the mode a lot. And it's actually something that the two of us can just play. Like, I usually play... It's really funny, because... I usually play the 4-player team, like, one of them, usually Mario, because she chooses all the characters. Mm-hmm. And then she plays as Bowser, and she knows how to do all of the gamepad functionality to play as Bowser, except that it doesn't seem like she knows that she's Bowser. So every time she reacts to stuff that happens, like, she's reacting from the point of view of Mario.
Yeah.
It's just, so sometimes she's like, bash all of them, like, yay! You know, if I was Bowser, I was like, yeah, I took all their hearts. And then, you know, the result screen shows up. It's like, oh no, Mario! Like, you know you're Bowser, right?
Oh, that is adorable.
So, yeah, Bowser rarely wins. But she's not discouraged because she doesn't know that she's Bowser.
I'm about to say, she thinks she's the good guys,
like,
anyway.
Yay,
so
I'm a star!
I mean, I kind of, like, that's another thing I liked about the Mario Party games, too, is, like, when they had, like, the different, like, team setups for, like, mini games, because sometimes you'll have, like, the 1 versus 3 or like the 2v2 yeah. kind of stuff. Is like, cause some of those games are like more interesting than just us going like battle royale style, but
yeah.
it's kind of cool.
So it's a really neat game. It's also like, it makes a lot of sense for the Wii U platform. It's like Wii Sports, I guess. It's like, this is another game that shows why you need a gamepad that has a screen on it.
And that's the thing too, because like I wish there were more games like that, because then I think I would be more, because like that was my thing when they were like initially like talking about, because I was like, okay, this could be cool, because like I was thinking of like all of these things they could do with it, but then none of these things happened, and I was like, well, this makes me sad, because like there's so much you could do, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, it turns out Mario Party 10, good example of the Wii U at its best, I suppose.
So I'm kind of partially hoping that, like, the NX, like, what the hell is the word I'm looking for? Like, expands on this. Why can I not think of the word? Kind of, like, expands on this. Because, like, I feel like there was so much potential for the Wii U. There was so much, and then it just kind of fizzled out. But I feel like they may have actually learned from whatever they were. Maybe, like, the Wii U was actually, like an experiment kind of thing. And then they're like, okay, we know what we can do with hardware, and we know what we can play around with. And it's like, maybe this like new potential like handheld home console hybrid thing that's happening is going to be like something crazy that is like exactly what I wanted the Wii U to be, but wasn't. And then I'm like, okay, I'm day one, guys, day one. So I'm hoping, man, I'm trying to have faith in Nintendo. I'm trying to have faith.
Kind of true. Yeah. Like, it felt like there was a lot of potential. And as enthusiasm died for the Wii U, we sort of forgot what those potential ideas could be. And that's why no one does anything.
It makes me sad.
But yeah, that's pretty much what I've been playing. So, 0 for the week. Unless Yo-Kai Watch demo can be added to.
Oh, add to the
line? To the disputed.
That's where you draw the line. Let's add that to the disputed column too.
Only
there's DLC.
A work in progress of what the full game would be.
It said congratulations at the end.
That would be my job.
If you're gonna dispute DLC, you might as well dispute demos too, because they're still part of the game and you can finish them, so.
They're not the full thing. It's like one slice of the pie, not the whole pie.
That's exactly what DLC is, and you're trying to count.
No, it's standalone.
Oh my god, it's the same thing. Oh, you know what? No, I'm not doing it.
It's like an appetizer.
I'm not going to listen to you try to justify your lies, because it's the exact same thing. It's like a glorified demo, because it's a part of the game, and it's not a full game, and you're just being ridiculous right now.
If it's standalone, how's it part of the game if you played it without the base game?
Because it still counts as part of the game. Even if it's standalone, you don't understand what's going on in the universe without the actual game. So yeah, you can play it, but that doesn't mean anything. It's like, you don't know what's happening. So no, it doesn't count. It's basically like a glorified demo, is what it is.
If you don't know what's happening, that means they didn't do a good job on the story.
Get out of my face, Tekken. Get out of my face right now. Get out of my face. Let's just move on to the next segment.
All right, shotgun. Shotgun golden crosshair on a shotgun.
On a shotgun? Wait, what? That sounds
dangerous. Like, the two things seem related in some way, and I'm just having difficulty fitting it together elegantly. We went past 2015. It's now February. Though this is normal for us, but we didn't play that much stuff last year, so essentially what I was thinking this year is that we would just do a very short one category Golden Crosshair Awards for 2015. And if you're only going to do one, then it better be which game was best, or what they call Game of the Year.
I don't remember a Game of the Year for last year. You might not want to do one category for that.
Do you want to pick another one category and not do Game of the Year?
I remember like pieces of games. So
if
like,
we do like Time Suck, I think the answer is pretty obvious.
I took breaks from Destiny though, so it wouldn't count for me that way.
I don't know. Well, what's how about this? Like, we'll each pick a category that we want to do for ourselves, and then announce our winner.
I guess that can work, maybe.
All right.
I'm going to pick our, like, most obscure category.
Let's do it that way, then.
I didn't even know what the other categories are besides that one, because I wasn't prepared. So I was just ready to give the game, that was the best game.
If that's the one you want to do, let's do that one. Otherwise, I think there were things like best weapon, best boss fight, best looking, I guess.
Yeah, best looking.
Biggest spectacle or something.
Oh, I got one for spectacle. Oh, yeah. Sorry, it just came to me.
I think it's
when you were going over the categories.
So, I don't know. Oh, and yeah, like, Time Suck was one of them, too. Do we want to... This is live, so we can't exactly take a minute.
I just want to say, like, this is not how this works, Tropical. Like, I have to do it or no.
So let's just do it. Everyone got a category?
Yeah.
I'll make one up, it's fine.
You just make up categories.
Bet. Want to watch me do it? Because it's happening.
Whatever, I think I'll look it up while we're sitting here thinking about stuff.
Thinking, looking at categories?
Categories. Yes. I mean, just let him choose his first, then. It's on you, Tropical. It's on you.
Man.
No pressure. Yes,
I will do best game, then.
Oh my god, why?
Because, fine.
That's just lazy.
That was the one I thought of initially.
Well, both of you said that you didn't even have best games because you couldn't remember what.
Okay, so we got best mechanics, best looking, best new weapon, biggest spectacle, biggest time suck, best boss fight, most overlooked.
All right, here we go then.
Game of the year.
Intellectually, best mechanic, I would have to say, was the Ford operating base, Metal Gear Solid 5, because it is basically an endless supply of sneaking missions that are user-generated.
Terrible. Don't know why you would love that.
It's so cool. Intellectually, that's very cool to me.
You know how terrible I am at stealth. Why would you think that would be a great thing?
For the people who like stealth, that is amazing. You know, Kojima must have been like, oh, I know this is my last Metal Gear, so as a gift to the fans, here's the tools to make your own stealth levels forever. Go, play, have fun. And then it became that thing with the nuclear disarmament. Because one of the things you can get for your base is nuclear weapons, and then being the theme of Metal Gear is, like, no nuclear weapon bad. They decide the coalition of players trying to disarm the world. That was a really neat story.
Did they win?
I don't know. I have to find out. We need closure on that story. That was a very neat thing.
I kind of like when people do stuff like that in games.
Yeah. And it only exists because Ford operating bases. Best new mechanic, 2015. All right, who's next?
I don't remember what I played last year. I honestly played so much stuff that I don't even.
I guess I'll go for biggest spectacle.
Least memorable year goes.
I mean, I guess you're supposed to give you the games, but F it. I'm gonna give.
You have to do your mechanic first. What are you talking about? You can't.
What are you talking about?
Because we're
doing all of them? We're just doing one?
We're doing two. Like, the personal thingy and then game. So shut up, RPG.
No, but I'm saying, like, we're just choosing
a random. No, we're just doing one. We're not even doing best game. If you just pick your category and you name your game and that's it. And we're done.
Oh, well. Alrighty then.
That is how shotgun-y it is.
This makes no sense. Sure how I feel about this.
That should be a soundbite we have. It just, when things go crazy, you suddenly the whispers of aimless on the wind. Aimless.
Alright, well my game of the year would be second year going to this developer studio. I mean back-to-back, whatever. Tales from the Borderlands. It was a magical touch my heart time, happy ending, unlike their dark,
gotcha,
sad stuff. Action, comedy, the opening sequences of every episode too, the credits. Oh, best credit reel of, like, every episode is amazing. It was amazing. And it did not, it didn't leave me in that sad face part like a Game of Thrones game did, so that's why that didn't win, but, you know, yeah. I like happy endings, so.
Yeah, I bet you do.
And you know, you get this different look of Pandora where it's not just going through and killing stuff for loot. It's like the people that actually live there and have to survive and be there and stuff. and people that work at Hyperion that have fights with invisible handguns and stuff. I still need to flip that share button video. Ugh, that's an amazing part in the game. Oh, also, yeah, I'll quit gushing over. I did it weeks ago, but yeah, there you go. It only took me until 2016 to play that game, but it's fine, because they won now, so it's fine.
It's not fine.
Winner!
Chicken dinner. There's no chicken dinner, is there?
No. Sir, but you, what's your game?
I'm choosing...
Or reward.
Best menu design.
So would that go under best looking or best mechanic?
Nope. Best menu design is its own category because F both of you and your weird shotgun aimless crap that we're doing right now.
Well,
so.
You're terrible, so it's fine.
Well, yeah, it's happening.
Nobody cares about menu design.
I do. Because there are some games out there that have beautiful menus, and if you love to stay inside your menus, then, yeah.
I'm about to do a whole series on that.
See? Do a whole series on it. Do a whole series on it.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, what is it? Spit it out.
Oh, I actually have one. I was just kidding.
Well.
That actually.
There you go.
The white, the gray.
It's just wonderful. It's like, it's so plain and boring that you can't help but love it. You can't help but love it.
So nothing from 2015 stands out?
Well, things, like I said, like, I remember pieces of games, but it's like, I don't, like, because, like, I played so much stuff, I just, eh.
2015 gets the Donald Trump Award, because it's all a bunch of losers.
I'm gonna, if I do any category, I'm gonna, like, be tempted to do the nuclear option like I did last year. And
well, you can always just do that.
All of that.
All of the.
You've already done it.
Oh my gosh, I only did it the one time.
Well, I'm just saying, you've already done it, so it's like, that sets a precedent. Why would we be surprised if you did it again?
In my defense, though, all the games were, like, gorgeous that year. It's not my fault that they were all gorgeous. Everyone did a good job. You should all be proud of yourselves for making pretty games. That's how I feel. But anyways, let's see. I guess I'm going to do best new weapon or best weapon or whatever the hell that category was because it's such a small category. Easy to do. I'm going to go with the psychic powers from Lost Dimensions because that was like a cool mechanic where each person had like their own specialty in power abilities and they all had like these different ways you can use them in battle to be all strategic and stuff. And then you can also steal each other's powers once you started branding them as traitors and murdering them because teamwork, guys. Teamwork. So yeah, that was my choice. Psychic powers and stuff.
It was that game with the traitors.
With the traitors.
And the killing, traitors. And the taking their abilities.
Yeah. Traitors.
Cool. I'm curious, Tekken, what was your big spectacle thing that you were like?
I was gonna give it to Sony for their E3 2015. Oh, never forget.
That is not
the year of dreams.
Year of dreams.
Can it be topped? That's basically all like the theme of this year's E3 is like, can they even top last year? Because that's like the zenith, peak of the mountain, pinnacle, whatever you're gonna call it. Can it be topped?
They can top it by actually like giving us release dates for these things. And actually releasing them.
I would say that hope is more powerful than reality, so sure. I don't actually know. I wouldn't want that. Or dreams. Dreams are more powerful than reality. It's like you can just give me some sort of like teaser thing and I can be like, oh, when's he coming out?
Just
for like 10 years. As opposed to like, here's release date. It's like, psh, whatever. I'll just figure it up when it's $20 12 months from then when it has all the DLC because our season passes. Division, I'm looking at you, just saying.
Yep. At your Division.
I will be checking you out in November, December, we'll see.
No, you won't.
When you're $20, because you're from Ubisoft, and they're a mega publisher, so, you know.
Because that's when Mass Effect is coming out, so you won't be checking it out then?
Oh, I will. I guess I'll be picking it up, but I won't be checking it out, so yeah. Whenever it's $20, on the side of the road, because the Mass Effect cruise, wait, no, boats don't go on roads.
I was about to say, you...
Mass Effect Parade will be going by, and you won't be invited. They'll just be enjoying it from the sideline.
I mean, are you truly that enjoyable, though? I mean, you're basically just watching people walk. It's not really, like, all that exciting.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal with parades is, either.
Well, some sort of procession down the street, then, that you're not invited to.
That's kind of mean. I mean...
Maybe a mobile party, because we're in a car partying.
Like a party bus? Oh my gosh, I've always wanted to go on one of those. But yeah, now we're getting off track.
Yeah. I hear they're easy.
Really? I haven't been on one. I know there's like some people who well, like at where I work, that they kind of wanted to get one, and I was like, oh, we should totally do that. And then like we all get our stuff at the same time. So, yeah, it happens.
All right. Well, that was the Shotgun Golden Crosshairs for 2015.
You're welcome, listeners.
Yes. We've done good. We've done good.
Yeah.
Moving on to the news. This is just the stuff that I saw for the week jotted down. Apparently, there's going to be a PS4 bundle for Uncharted 4 Limited Edition. What is this color they call it?
Something blue.
Gray blue. It's got.
Well, that's not a.
That's what it's called. Gray
that's
blue.
Not a color at all.
What the hell? Drake on it. The PlayStation symbol is gold. Uncharted is in gold, and it also has the phrase "Sic Parvis Magna," the "greatness from small beginnings" phrase that's engraved on Drake's ring is on the front. In addition, they're also going to be selling the gray blue DualShock 4 controller that it comes with separately, as well as a gray blue. Very confusing. Gray blue gold.
That is not a color.
Wireless headset.
So is it gold? Is it gray-blue?
It's gray-blue, but it's the gold-level headset that they sold.
It's confusing. They
kind of see regret getting my gold headset, because I didn't know they were going to be custom ones later
on. I know,
on or whatever.
That's crazy. I mean, mine is broken, so I actually could get this one.
So I'm going to say that you need one.
Mine's not broken, but some of the upholstery is like coming off of it, so yeah.
Well, this one, like, this is a kind of cool color. It looks better, I think, or it looks more classy, definitely, than the Call of Duty one, which was gray and it had orange sticks and stuff.
I'm holding out for a Mass Effect Andromeda set, yeah.
It's probably going to be for the Xbox One. It's not going to be like...
You shut your mouth, RPG, nobody asked you.
Just saying.
They like selling units, that's what they'll do.
All of this launches on April 26th. The console is $399, controller is $65, and the headset is $100. So actually the same price as the regular one.
Well, the controller's not. Why is that so expensive?
$5 more? Yeah, the limited ones are always, like, that sucky. Also, there's going to be a Uncharted 4 sound mode. Is that what they call them?
Oh, yeah, sound settings for the headset.
For the headset. And that'll come out when the game comes out. That's neat. Speaking of their hardware, PlayStation 4 apparently extended their lead over Xbox One over the holiday season.
Oh, no.
According to Ars Technica's estimates, because no one knows how many Xbox Ones are actually out there anymore, because Microsoft isn't talking, the PS4 apparently shipped 8.4 million units in quarter 4 2015, Xbox One somewhere between 5.8 and 4.8, and the Wii U shipped 1.87 million units in those 3 months. Then there was like some earnings call, I guess, and an EA executive said that their internal estimate is that there are 55 million units of between the Xbox One and PS4 out there. And since Sony said that they sold 35.9 million units, that means there's roughly 19.1 million Xbox Ones in the wild.
That's a pretty nice lead.
Yeah. Although, according to their analysis, the PS3 was doing around the same. Like, if you look back at the era, at the previous era, I guess the Xbox One, PS3 gap was sort of the same. And it did not cause people to stop making PS3 games. So the assumption here is, probably they're not going to stop supporting Xbox One yet. Or not yet, but they're not going to stop supporting Xbox One at this point either. Yay for them, I suppose. Do you think it's over, right? Do you think that the console war, as far as who is going to sell more this generation, is over?
Yes.
Me too.
It's too early to give up, guys. It's too early to give up.
Well, then I'm glad I don't have to put the effort in.
You gotta believe.
I'll take my however many years of podcast host experience and however long we've been covering this industry say, yeah, dude, it ain't happening.
I feel like it's over. Even though like PS3 eventually caught up, I don't think this is the same situation.
Yeah, it's not the same sweet exclusives you can only get.
Yeah.
On PlayStation 3 to make you love it, even though you like that 360, you're not gonna love it like you love your PS3.
Oh my!
I will never find out who originally wrote that. Maybe it was in a dream. Maybe I wrote it.
Oh my gosh! You're being insane
in
right
my
now.
Mind. Anyway, Mad Catz had some shuffling. Higher ups left, and then they announced a bunch of layoffs because apparently Rock Band 4 didn't sell as much as they wanted. So now they're going to bank on Street Fighter V game pads and arcade sticks, which come out next week. Mm-hmm. The Walking Dead Michonne premieres in 2 weeks. Starts on the 23rd of February. It's a three-part series spinoff. And
wait. So by premiere, you mean it's going to come out in February?
Yeah. So the first one starts. Episode 1 comes out February 23rd.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
It's supposed to be in March, and episode 3 is supposed to be in April.
It's only a three-parter, but oh, man. I'm sorry. I don't know.
I'm pumped. Apparently, it's $14.99 for all three.
Too bad that's the same day as Far Cry, whatever. Sorry, Far Cry. I'll be playing that first.
Rude.
I thought this was interesting. So, apparently, there's an Assassin's Creed movie coming out.
Yes, there is.
It's been in development.
And they did some cool stuff. So, according to Michael Fassbender, who played Magneto
in recent
X-Men movies, they used very little green screen to make the film. And
it was like all shot on location?
Like the Assassin's Creed signature move, the Leap of Faith, was done by stunt people without any type of rope.
Ooh,
they
just,
like, that scene.
Jumped into hay bales.
Dangerous. <Hay bales. laughs> Dangerous. I mean, I don't know if they were
like
that.
It was like hay, just like disguised as airbags or something, I'm sure. It's like modern technology.
Because I'm about to say, they do realize, like, physics does not work the same way in real life.
On the surface, it's just like a wagon with some hay in it, but actually, it's like a 300 meter hole underneath into some water or something. Probably not like, water, like a
I'd say that would still kill them.
Cushion.
Yeah.
A ball pit.
Yeah, that seems.
Well, it's interesting because I think the Need for Speed movie also did this, where they decided that they were going to do everything for real. So all the car stunts in the Need for Speed movie were done for real, like jumping over the highway and stuff. And I think it makes a lot of sense because, you know, if you're going to make your video game-based movie all on green screen, why the heck aren't you just making, make another game then? So it's both good and bad. It's good that they thought of that and they're like, yeah, we should do it all for real because then it's very differentiated from our game series. But on the other hand, Need for Speed did that, and it was not a good movie.
Although that might be for other reasons, not necessarily.
Yeah. I thought of, you know, the fortunately, unfortunately thing I was talking about last week?
And you made up, yeah.
We could totally do that for Kickstarters, because for every success, there is a spectacular failure.
When I saw the story for this, I was like, oh, Tekken's going to be pleased.
Yes. So fortunately, The Flame in the Flood, which was a Kickstarter game from last year, is coming out. The Kickstarter was in autumn 2014, and it is coming out February 24th. So less than 2 years, that game is coming out from a Kickstarter.
It's my mom's birthday. I'll give her that for her birthday. This game you're ever going to play.
A little bit of background. Flame in the Flood is a Southern Gothic roguelike made by people who were BioShock developers. Mm. Only on PC, Mac, and Xbox One, though.
Oh.
Probably PS4 later is my bet. So there's that. Unfortunately, Unsung Story.
Indefinite delay.
Yes, development halted. Also a Kickstarter game. It was funded January 2014, so this was actually before The Flame in the Flood. And, yeah, it just has a ton of problems right now. Like, they lost a lot of development people, I guess, and then they're like, oh, now we don't have those people, so we got to work on other stuff so that we can keep the company together, otherwise we don't have a company, and then you really don't have a game. But that doesn't change the fact that we don't have a game.
I was about to say, like, still don't have it. I could hear Tekken's cries of rage from, like, all the way here. When I saw the story, I was like, oh no. Oh no, it's happening.
Yeah, if I recall, like, Tekken backed this one for a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did. Ugh.
Ah.
Don't trust mobile developers. Don't trust them.
So, cloud. Yeah. That's bad.
Or the great landfill in the sky. They're just using it as a slush fund.
Kind of sad.
Also bad. Gigantic was the game that I was thinking of last week. It's the MOBA that's sort of like Smite, but was that really colorful one that was Xbox One. It's hard to say if that one will come out either, because they had to lay off a bunch of people because their financial situation is bad. Oh. And so the future of the game is uncertain at this point.
So yeah, Gabe Newell's right. Games are hard to make, and they cost a lot. He didn't say the second part, but yeah, apparently they cost a lot of money. So yeah, I guess that's why, you know, publishers just put out, you know, sequel after sequel after sequel. Let's make it a franchise.
At least,
well, no, get like Assassin's Creed.
Because I mean, that way they can at least fund the failures, because they can't guarantee they're going to be successes. So it's like, at least with the stuff that's already proven to sell, you can just like, okay, we can use this. We can fund the thing we actually want to do, and then hope for the best. Or if it fails, it doesn't matter, because we still got the franchise that we can milk. So it's okay. It's a win-win.
I think the other thing with those is that they sort of have an idea. Like, if you're making basically the same game every year, you sort of have an idea of what it costs and how long it's going to take to make.
And I'm
whereas if you're making something
you've
never
too, so.
Made before, then it's like, who knows?
Yeah.
That's basically what Kickstarters are. They're like, yeah, this is, our estimates are like this. And, but this is our first game. We've never made a game. But thank you for your money. And then,
thank you for
and then maybe it comes out, maybe it doesn't.
Shrug.
So, yeah.
I just wanted another strategy RPG. Why? The main amount of Fantasy Tactics.
You can always just play Valkyria Chronicles again. That's fine.
Go check out the banner
box. Fire Emblem. I should just bought all the Fire Emblems and became a fan of that.
Oh, yeah,
why didn't
you could have. I was about to say, because there's one coming out this month. I mean, good luck trying to find a pre-order now, but still, it's like, you could have got that one. There's two of them, actually.
You can go all digital.
Oh, yeah, you could just buy them digitally. There you go.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. And there's people getting murdered in them, so, you know, you like that. I know you like that, so, you know, selling point. Sweet murder. You're welcome, Tekken.
According to the writer, the lead writer of Titanfall 2, yes, the game is real, and it's going to have a single-player story.
Hilarious. How many writers did they hire for the previous one? My follow-up question for that. Lead writer. Okay. All right.
Let's see. So on Eurogamer, speaking about Titanfall 2's story, Jesse Stern, said the mech shooting follow-up would be a lot of scenes where science meets magic, but keeping it grounded and dirty and human and real.
What is even, that just seems like the most, oh my god.
I don't know.
I just feel like that was the most generic blanket statement anyone could have made about something, and he's like, alright guys, just throw genres at me, and then throw words, and we're gonna turn it into a sentence, and that's gonna be our go-to. So, science and magic, got it.
Even magic in the first game?
Yeah, of course, like, there. Is this a world of magic? Like,
of course there
I mean,
is. How else would they make robots without magic? This is like common sense.
That's
I don't
robots
understand.
Work so well.
What is so difficult? It's like, what is so difficult to understand here? Clearly, it's all magic because that's how you make robots. I don't understand the problem. I don't understand. What are you not understanding right now? So, yes.
Don't know. In a feature article on GameSpot, Hitman executive producer Haynes, and I'm going to butcher it, Seffert, talked about why they decided to go episodic. And I think the gist of it boils down to they didn't want to take the ivory tower approach of game development, where it's sort of like you're in isolation for several years. You make a game, and then it comes out, and then people finally get to see what it is and if they like it or not. And that's when you get your feedback. And I guess their desire is to go sort of, you know, to get that advantage of the free-to-play model, where it's like you're constantly in contact with the fans, and you're able to adapt and do things that they want.
I'm just so tired of developers having to justify why they do. It's like, it's their game. If they want to, like, people should shut the hell up. If they want to make it episodic, let them make it episodic. They shouldn't have to justify themselves for what they're doing with their game. It's like, just play it if you like the series and see how it came out. Like, I mean, it drives me crazy. It's just,
I think this one's going to be really amazing. Is it an open beta? It's a beta for pre-orders. Starts in 2 days, the 12th.
Yeah.
So. Like, I'm tempted.
I'm pre-ordering it because I want to play that beta. But it's like, after I saw the new trailer with the footage, I was like, ooh. I haven't played Absolution, but I've got, like I said, I just got some sort of weird, I can't think of the word, that to stab and shoot people in the face right now.
See, I told you, he likes murder. I'm, like, totally selling him on this.
Predatory style.
I think, like, I like the concept behind the Hitman games, but it's like, because of my terrible ability to play games like that, it's like I can never actually play it, because it's like, it sounds like,
sure, you can be a terrible amateur and just kill people.
Yeah, but
and
it's, like,
then,
it's not,
you know, have a high body count.
I feel like I'm playing it wrong when I do stuff like that. Like,
and then watch me do it and be like, that's how you become a professional satin assassin and just take out the mark without anybody knowing you're there, like you're a shadow.
Because it's like, it's the same thing like when I was playing Metal Gear Solid 4, and I was like getting like the awards for like playing it wrong, and I was like, I feel like like I did this wrong, and like I know the developer probably was like, we did not make this game for people like you. You shouldn't play our game. So it's like I like the idea behind it, but it's like I know I can't play it. It's like I just know I can't. It's like it's not even like something. It's like because I actually have Absolution and I've tried playing it and I'm stuck on the first level because of like some stupid sneaking part thing. And I was like, no, I don't care. I don't even care. It's like I understand. I there's like some things you just aren't good at, and this is one of them for me. And it's like it's fine. I don't even care. I don't even care anymore. So it's like because like for me it's like I like the idea of like having like the multiple like approaches to like your assassination by like based on like the enemy behavior or whatever. And it's like this is a cool concept. But then it's like I can't play the damn game because I can't get past the damn first level because the game won't let me. So it's like I can't do it. So it's like I don't know. Like, I want to pre-order the game because it's like, it seems like it's going to be cool, but it's like, I know I can't play it. I know I can't. So it's like, that's crazy.
That's why we have PS4 share. Share button.
So yes, I'm going to have to, like, play vicariously through you guys because I will never be able to play this game. I will never be able to play it.
Amazon threw their hat into the ring of game engines. They announced their own game engine this week. Out in beta, it's called Amazon Lumberyard. It's a AAA free game engine that is deeply integrated with Amazon Web Services and Twitch.
So basically, all ads all the time, subliminal messages, buy our stuff.
Well, like, Web Services is basically like their cloud, so you can do lots of stuff there, and then Twitch integration. The examples they've given are things like, oh, you can just, like, it's built right into the engine, so you can very easily, for example, set up a system where players can just join in to the games that people are broadcasting, and the Twitch plays Pokemon and all that stuff that's happened in recent times. You can design your game around stuff like that, which they refer to as chat play.
Oh, dear God.
The engine itself, like, graphically, is supposed to be based off of... So they bought it from Crytek. It's CryEngine.
What?
But then they are, customizing a lot of the other parts of it. So, you know, AWS cloud integration and all those things like that. And, you know, apparently from this point on, CryEngine and Lumberyard are going to diverge more and more as they customize more and more in whatever direction they're going. It's weird. Yeah. It's sort of cool, but it's also weird. I mean, I think this is the only free game engine, because I think Unreal's is like, yeah, revenue share, right?
Oh, that's right. You're right.
And Unity is, if you make above a certain amount of money, then you gotta pay for it. And Lumberyard, as far as I can tell, is totally free, unless you want to use the really special stuff, which is the web service, Amazon Web Services, and those cost money. Yeah, so that's neat for developers and stuff. It's hard to say, like, what Amazon is trying to do. So they bought, was it Double Helix?
Yeah.
And they hired a bunch of game developers, and then it seemed like they were going to use them to make games for, like, the Fire platform, so Fire tablets and Fire TV and stuff like that. And I think Amazon Game Studios only made one game each for, like, each of the platforms, and then it just sort of stopped. And I'm wondering if this is sort of them realizing, okay, this isn't going to work. It's easier to compete in the game engine space because there are far fewer people making game engines than there are people making games.
Most likely.
So, yeah, it's probably a way to just drive people to use Amazon Web Services, which I hear are really good.
Yeah, they probably, like, spent the money, and they're like, well, we got to recoup our losses here. how do we make profit out of this? Someone make a spreadsheet or something. We need a meeting with the PowerPoint stat. How do we make money off of this? Well, dude, it's all about the engines, man. Because the engines power the games, and they got to make the games. And if they use our engine,
someone give that man a raise. He's a genius.
Good job, Smith. Keep up the good work.
Like, meanwhile, in Microsoft's office across the way. Oh my gosh, guys, how does this work? Papers everywhere. What is even going on?
We showed this pirate game. It's not even in alpha yet. And people expect to be having this in like 2-3 years. They're going to keep asking about it. You can't do this, man. Too much pressure. Ah.
Oh my gosh, just make another Avatar thing. I don't know.
Velocity Girl 2.0 is behind schedule. We were supposed to be doing that months ago. Ah, damn it, Johnson.
After 13 years, Game Trailers is closing down.
No, why are all these gaming sites going away? What is happening?
That's really strange.
Make it stop.
Why? I haven't seen any explanation for this. Do you know why it's happening? Does anyone know why it's happening?
Well, they were bought by Defy Media or Viacom or something, but then I'm not sure. I don't know what the explanation is, but I guess, like, they just weren't making money, and they're just like, you know what? We're not a non-profit organization. Then you're not making any money, Game Trailers. Get out of here, or we're cutting you loose. Snip, snip, snip. And then that was it.
That seems to make sense. Like, Viacom is who owned them before, and Defy Media bought them. And Defy Media, I think, is one of those, like, they have a lot of YouTube people, right? They're one of those multi.
I guess it's another thing too. Is like game trailers is kind of like out. I wouldn't say out, well, sort whatever, outdated, outmodeled. Yeah, because like you can just put your stuff up YouTube.
Yeah,
and like it cuts the middleman out. And just be like, yeah, here's our trailer on your YouTube channel. You don't need to go to Game Trailers or any other game outlets that really. So
because there was a time when that was not the case. Like you would find most game trailers on Game Trailers.
Yep.
And then later, maybe people would like rip them to YouTube, but it wouldn't be like now, where it's like everyone has their own official channel on YouTube, and just all the trailers are there.
Some of them are even streaming from them now, so you just don't even.
Yeah.
Yep, like Nintendo Direct style. It's like, we don't need you, game media. Find your own way. Have fun. Ha ha ha, suckers.
So there really is no reason. Yeah, I guess that means that the game trailers. Original content was just not getting the job done. Yeah. Like people did not like it enough to support it while it was around.
That must have been the case.
Maybe they had I felt like they had a lot of weird shows this past year. Like after, was it at E3, right? E3 was when they announced that Defy Media had bought Game Trailers.
Beats me.
I don't remember.
No. It was it E3? It was some event. Maybe it was like the Game Awards or something. It was just like, suddenly I was like, yeah, we sold them. And these people that you just saw, they're fired.
Oh yeah, that's right, because there's like a bunch of people, yeah, I remember that. I don't remember what it was though.
Well, so long, Game Trailers.
Well, one in the list of many that have been dropping. I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's weird, man. Like, I was all like, well, first one up, now game trailers. I kind of have no gaming side to go to, because I was like, if you Kotaku, you know what you did. If you Polygon, you know what you did. GameSpot, eh. And then I was like, went there, and I was like, oh, the first recent article is about wrestling. Nope. Never again. I don't need you game sites in my life, and I'm just like, done. I got YouTube, I got Twitter, I'm good. Don't need you guys clogging up my feeds with weirdness like that.
And the stuff.
Or let's check out some cosplay from this person today that has absolutely nothing to do with what you want to be reading about Tekken, or insert weird tangential thing related to gaming that isn't about gaming. Yeah, you know what you did.
Everything
whatever.
Is related to gaming. Everything.
Mm-hmm. And that's how you get terrible quality sites like that. They just, yeah, put out whatever every day.
And then finally, this is, I guess the contest is already over, but apparently Bandai Namco was offering $10,000 to anyone who could explain the story of Dark Souls.
What? Ah, oh, crap. I wish I would have known about this.
Let's see. You challenge to win $10,000 in cash, provided you can successfully explain Dark Souls 3's story to anyone who hasn't played the first two games.
Wait, Dark Souls 3 story? How would you even know what the story is? I can make it up, it's fine.
Science and magic.
I know, right?
Grounded in a degree. Dark world.
Something, something, dark.
You could die at any moment from anything.
Yeah, I saw this, like, this is a real thing.
That was a contest.
Apparently RPG didn't know about it.
No. Oh. Damn it. I would have made up this awesome story, which probably would not have actually been the story of Dark Souls 3, but man.
Well, the judgment criteria was originality, embodiment of Dark Souls-related themes.
Then better.
Overall production quality and encapsulation of the Dark Souls story. So, yeah. I don't know. I took this to mean that the Dark Souls story is sort of vague and confusing, probably.
Vague.
So you could kind of do whatever.
Make it up. It's what I do when I play. Like, it all makes sense in my head, guys. It all makes sense in my head. But I did not know that was a thing, so, man, I missed out. It would actually just been a fun contest, even if you didn't win.
Yeah, that is the news. Unless someone saw something else.
They're making
that I like
movie
to mention.
Because Sega hates me.
Who's making a movie?
They're making a Sonic movie.
Oh, the thing with Sony?
And
like, half part CG, part live action?
I don't know how to
feel Sonic movie.
I just don't know how I feel about this anymore.
Part live action?
Is that a real assumption?
I don't know about that.
I mean, I'm assuming it's going to be similar to like the Transformers movie, kind of, where you have value of friendship and happiness over the course of the movie, only to realize that it's all about teamwork and love and all that.
Oh, apparently there's also some sort of teaser thing for Crash Bandicoot that Sony posted.
It's one of the non-English speaking Sony divisions, right?
I don't know, I just saw it on Facebook. Yeah, PlayStation Middle East tweeted it.
That's a random decision.
We'll see.
Sigh.
Super weird. I'm getting my gaming stuff from trending things on Facebook and Twitter. What does the world come to?
It's the logical conclusion to how social media was going to end up with. Like, that's kind of just how it goes. Once everyone has access to everything, then everyone can put out everything.
Oh, good point. Yeah. There's no middleman. They kill the middleman.
All them.
With a shotgun. Aimless style.
So it took a lot of bullets.
Probably.
Alright, I guess that means we're done. No. Another Aimless Babble Z.
But also, yes.
Yes. I like the shotgun crosshairs.
We just do that like fun. Month. We just have random shotgun awards for month, for release for the month. It's like,
pretty
yep, that, guys.
Yeah.
This is happening.
Oh, I had a topic for next week. Oh, yeah, it was just like, well, we'll get to it then. Maybe. Find out if that happens. Follow us on the new aimlesspodcast.com and Twitch. Nope, not Twitch. Okay, yeah, follow us on Twitch. Twitter and Facebook. And then subscribe on YouTube and iTunes.
You can stream from YouTube, right? That's a thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do it every day.
I think I'm going to start doing that instead of Twitch.
This month, anyway.
Because I feel like Twitch is not, it's not representing the type of gamer I am. And I feel like YouTube might. Nah, it probably doesn't. It doesn't matter. I'll just stream from wherever I can.
All right. So, yeah, like Charlie said, check us out wherever we are on the internet, in all the places and stuff. Anything to say before you sign off, RPG?
Kittens are terrible. Puppies are the best.
All right. So just a recap of the score. Just, just going to point out there again. Tekken's on the board with 1, 2, 3, 4. Tropical's got 1. RPG with the goose egg still 0.
Well, like I said, I'm never finishing any of these games, so I'm probably going to have, like, an eternal goose egg because my games have been trolling me this year. So you know what? F everybody who developed these games, and they're like, haha, they think they're going to be able to beat them, but they can't because...
Eternal goose egg.
Ravens.
And Tekken with 3 in the contested column, even though I might not even need these points if we're going by the rate we're going. So,
F you, Famcom. F you. And your Tales of, or your Trails of series. F all of you.
So, yeah, until next week, and whatever news is out there, middle segments, and stuff we've been playing, this is Aimless Babble Z, and we're now signing off.
It was fucking